The Old Clock on the Stairs by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. L'éternité est une pendule dont le balancier dit et redit sans cesse du mot seulement dans le silence des tombeaux. Toujours, jamais, jamais, toujours. Jacques Bridan. Somewhat back from the village street stands the old-fashioned country seat. Across its antique portico, tall poplar trees their shadows throw, and from its station in the hall, an ancient timepiece says to all, "Forever, never, never forever." Halfway up the stairs it stands and points and beckons with its hands from its case of massive oak, like a monk who, under his cloak, crosses himself and sighs, alas, with sorrowful voice to all who pass, "Forever, never, never forever." By day its voice is low and light, but in the silent dead of night, distinct as a passing footstep's fall, it echoes along the vacant hall, along the ceiling, along the floor, and seems to say at each chamber door, "Forever, never, never forever." Through days of sorrow and of mirth, through days of death and days of birth, through every sift vicissitude of changeful time, unchanged it has stood, and as if like God it all things saw, it calmly repeats those words of awe, "Forever, never, never forever." In that mansion used to be free-hearted hospitality. His great fires up the chimney roared, the stranger feasted at his board, but, like the skeleton at the feast, that warning timepiece never ceased. "Forever, never, never forever." There groups of merry children played. There youths and maidens dreaming strayed. Oh, precious hours! Oh, golden prime and affluence of love and time! Even as a miser counts his gold, those hours the ancient timepiece told, "Forever, never, never, forever." From that chamber, clothed in white, the bride came forth on her wedding night. There, in that silent room below, the dead lay in his shroud of snow. And in the hush that followed the prayer, was heard the old clock on the stair, "Forever, never, never, forever." All are scattered now and fled. Some are married, some are dead. And when I ask, with throbs of pain, "Ah, when shall they all meet again?" As in the days long since gone by, the ancient timepiece makes reply, "Forever, never, never, forever." Never here, forever there, where all parting pain and care and death and time shall disappear. Forever there, but never here. The horologe of eternity saith this incessantly, "Forever, never, never forever." The end. Read by Fadi Akhtar for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.